How important is it that this has happened?
Well, the fact is that the PFA has had, since the mid-80s, has had a social responsibility programme following the traumas of that decade with Hillsborough and Heysel and Bradford, and it was the start of, really, when PFA set up its community programme and players beginning to agree in their contracts, which is quite unique, to give up to 6 hours a week for social responsibility initiatives involving many types of social responsibility issues, such as inclusion and diversity and against crime, against obesity, looking to be involved in sport. Since that time, pilot clubs in the Northwest, some 6 clubs, it's now throughout the whole country, and as such has been a real force for good in the game, with literally hundreds of millions going into good causes. Many players have set up their own foundations, and also they've set up foundations and charities in respect of particular good causes or that have a link with the families that they want to promote. And as a result, we are involved in many charities, with the Bobby Moore Fund as well. It would be one example. James Milner, who we look after, has his own particular fund for different good causes. And as such, when we were approached with regard to melanoma and the progressive nature of some particular types of that skin cancer, the fact that it's on the increase in the UK, with over 14,000 cases diagnosed in 2015, leading to over 2,000 deaths. And, of course, to set it up in the name of Paul Futcher, who's a very highly respected, obviously from a great football family as well, with his twin. And, of course, particularly known at Barnsley and Grimsby. So when we were approached, we were more than pleased to support it and to help illuminate it and the work that it's doing, and also to arrange for Melanoma UK to have a test of a pilot programme to bring awareness to all our players, and that will commence now in January with visits to Bolton Wanderers, Huddersfield Town, Preston North End, Bury, Oldham and Rochdale, and advising players about the dangers of skin cancer and checking for irregularities. And to do that in the name of Paul Futcher is particularly resonant, of course, with our members.